Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, hey, hey. Good afternoon. Happy Mother's Day. Glad you was able to tune in with us today, and I want to thank Isaiah for, as he does each and every time he brings me on these airwaves, introducing me. Yes, he still is my best friend, and wishing the best for him at age 17. And so I share with him, you know, we got to recapture his new adult voice, because that's the voice we have of him when he was like 7 years old. It was like 10 years ago. So, but the bottom line is that what he says in that opening statement still holds true to today. And we just want to welcome everybody to today's show. We got a great show coming up at 4 o'clock, the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll have Mr. David Murphy, who will be on with the National Black Unity News show. Mama Jahi might be able to call in at some point in time throughout today's broadcast, so she can wish all of the listening mothers a happy Mother's Day. And again, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the listening mothers out there. And here's a tribute song for all of the mothers that saw from back in the day.
I'm talking about my mother. I'm talking about my mother.
I always love my mama. Yes, you only get one mother in this world. You know, you can end up with multiple daddies, but you also only get one father. But even though you only get one father, you're lucky if you have a father that steps up to the plate and teaches you about what it means to be a man, a human being, a person. And so, you know, we're doing this tribute today on Mother's Day for all of the mothers out there. And so first part of the day's show is basically going through a selection of songs that say, "We appreciate you, Mom." You know, we really do. We appreciate you. Because the bottom line is that we could be in a situation where if it wasn't for guidance and wisdom that you shared with us, that could help us redirect our lives and move us in a different direction. And with that said, the next song that we want to play is a song from Tupac called "Dear Mama." He talks about all of the changes and stuff he took his mother through. Mm-hmm.
when I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted months and 3 days before Tupac was born, which was real happy. Because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had kids, and kicked out on the street. But back at the time, I never thought I'd see a baby. Ate a woman alive back at night, my mama's sleep. Spending from school, spending to go home. My baby's cool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Had kids with my baby sister. Oh, pretty kids, we was born another little kid. And even though we had different habits, the same trauma with things was wrong, we blamed. Mama, I reminisce on the stress I caused in the jail. Working on my mama from my jail cell. Who's breaking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Run up off the pole, that's why. Mama can't support a book with different backside. And even as a crack name, mama, you always was the black queen. Mama, I finally understand. Hoping it ain't me that's trying to raise the hand. All things was committed, of course, thing about the whole belt thing. Tell me how you feel. There's no way out to turn back. But my dream is to show you that I understand. If you all appreciate it. Dear mama.
Mother Fini Shakur, and you know, it's a tremendous tribute by the young artist at the time who was struggling to find himself in the midst of this big, bad, nasty world. Yes, it's a big, bad, nasty world out here. And as we fight to obtain our freedom, and yes, I use the word freedom, because, see, some people ain't got no freedom. You might be saying, what you mean some people ain't got no freedom? Some people don't have no freedom. That's the real deal. Real. Some people just don't have no freedom. And we're going to bring that up and play that here a second.
You got the power.
Change something that someone is so boldly stepping forward to do, and that is, what can I say about this gentleman, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who has peace out, and peace we got out is called Let's Change the World. Let's Change the World, and on Let's Change the World album. And his musical project, the minister, is he has on here such artists as Snoop Dogg, Stephanie Mills, Chaka Khan, Rick Ross. I mean, you know, hey, this man is like, he's phenomenal. I mean, he constantly is finding a way to bring about unity amongst our people in terms of a collective message that can get out to folk, that can be shared, comprehended, and hopefully understood. And so, you know, I think it's really, really powerful that, you know, if you want more information about this project, and the project was launched on the minister's 85th birthday. He turned 85 the other day, and he did a live broadcast from a radio station in Chicago, and it was powerful, powerful broadcast. But what you can do, if you go to www.noi.org/Farrakhan-music, and you'll see Minister Farrakhan's musical project highlights, you know, Savior's Day weekend, and also information on the album and the book that comes with the album. And the thing that is so, again, so powerful about this work of art is that the minister turned 85 and he still is in touch with people in the music industry who are movers and shakers. And he says, Let's Change the World was recorded in 16 studios across the country, including Mas Mariam in Chicago. It's 45 songs in every gender you can imagine, said Minister Farrakhan. The project includes classical, gospel, and jazz, folk, opera, rap, reggae, and calypso. So it was my life's journey in music, said Mr. Farrakhan, who began playing violin as a little boy and was a popular entertainer known as the Charmer before joining the Nation of Islam and becoming a student of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1955. Not long after joining the Nation, a directive was issued by Mr. Muhammad that all those in show business would need to leave the entertainment industry or leave the mosque. Minister Farrakhan, who was then known as Brother Louis X, decided he could live without show business, but he could not live without the teachings of the man who raised him and resurrected and taught him. During the reception, Minister Farrakhan took it personally to thank and acknowledge the many individuals who helped bring Let's Change the World into fruition, including Brian Muhammad, who designed the logo, a violin and a trumpet in a box for the project, Kim Muhammad, the project manager, Michael Amir, project manager, Don Ignat Muhammad, Sean Muhammad, who worked in the capacity of A&R, Winston Johnson, the lead musical engineer, John Ovenick, a musical engineer and attorney, Londell McMillan, who owns Source Magazine, Kenny Gamble, also known as Lachman Abdul Ahak, a famed musical production Philadelphia duo Gamble and Huff, as an associate producer on the project, said Mr. Farrakhan, the project took a lot of time and effort, but it was fun, he added. Mr. Farrakhan also thanked his family. I want to thank my wife, who has been so patient with me and my children all these years. They were not silent, back said, silent. They were not silent backers in their husband and father's work. They were always a part of everything I did. Without my wife and my children, this work would probably not be possible. So many people helped to make this what you will hear. His son, Joshua Muhammad, took photos and videos, thoughts and creations, and worked on the project on documenting the historic nature of such a monumentous undertaking. With the throngs of supporters and friends, family, and members of the Nation of Islam that touched the exhibit, many were emotional and spiritually moved by what they witnessed that evening. For many, the minister's reception was the highlight of Savior Day's weekend. Tanzania Muhammad from Jacksonville, Mississippi, described the reception as breathtaking, beautiful, and energetic. I saw another side of the minister, she said. Words couldn't really describe what I felt, but hearing his music, I really support what I heard from him in terms of ministry. His work, it was just another icing on the cake. I met Muhammad Amas Flo, a family-owned apparel company, remarked on how different types of people were featured in the minister's music. You had black people, white people, of course, who helped him do major parts of his album, he said. The 20-year-old Austin, Texas resident enjoyed seeing the minister taste in music. He has a very wide range of taste in terms of genres, so that was pretty cool to see that he's not stuck on one thing. He has Snoop Dogg. He went to Snoop Dogg's track, thought that was cool. He played the Rick Ross, and that was pretty dope. He definitely has a good range, a pool for everyone to dive into, he said. Cheryl Muhammad, of March 27 in Los Angeles, was awed by the beautiful eloquence and visual displays throughout the room. A rush of emotion came over me. It changed me. I felt like change is here. He, the minister, has brought a universal change to his music. Tahid Aman Ra became a registered Muslim in the Nation of Islam in 1969 in New York and currently lives in Atlanta. Miss Amin Ra said, the variety of artists that Mr. Farrakhan with the project is a reflection of his versatility. It also shows that the Nation of Islam has worldwide influence, she added. It's a sign of the times and shows how the Nation of Islam has grown, said Miss Amin Ra. There are as many layers to the minister that God revealed and explained. Student Minister Abdul Hakim Muhammad, the Nation of Islam European representative, who is based in London. The evening signifies a gift to us and reminds us of his brilliance, and is a gift that will remind you of Mr. Farrakhan even when we no longer see him, Mr. Hakim Muhammad continued. The musical aspect of what we are being given today is allowing his spirit to enter into us to remind us of other elements. I'm seeing this music as an opportunity. He drives himself deep into us. He is just beautiful, everything he does. His beautiful eloquence and dignity personified. Let's Change the World music project by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And again, this is tremendous project that the minister has taken on, and I'm waiting for Mr. Murphy to call in. Let me reach back out to him, make sure he's going to call in today. All right. I've enjoyed hosting today's show thus far. Excuse me. I want to go through another classic song on our Mother's Day tribute. That is a classic song called Sadie, Sadie May.
In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this song is dedicated to those who cherish that memory. There's only one Sunday morning. Breakfast was on the table. There was no time to eat. She said to me, boys, early to Sunday school. Be with the Lord of glory. We learn the whole story. She always kept a dream. Despite the things this troubled world can bring.
tribute to all of the mothers out there for the day, and we do have Mr. David Murphy on the line, so we can go into the next aspect of what we are scheduled to broadcast today, which is the National Black Unity News Show. And so what I do is, you know him, you heard of him, you know this guy. You know, he's out there, he's everywhere. As you say, he is the networker of networks. I'll let him tell you what that means and how all of that is relevant to the National Black Unity News. Mr. Murphy, the networker of networks.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Away.
Okay, great. Thank you. First and foremost, thank God for this great opportunity to be here, to be anywhere, but especially to be on these airwaves today. And also because this is a special day, where every day is special to me, but this is extremely a day we notify, recognize mothers and women of all who are mothers, who may not have birthed children, but are still mothers in so many ways, in so many forms. And I was just listening to the song, Brother Satari Sadie, powerful, powerful songs. You know, I listen to the lyrics, and but you know, in the man's mind, you know, my mother's still with me, and but that song reminded me so much of her because of the lyrics. It was eight of us, and how she gave us love, and you know, that's, you know, outside of God's love, that's our first love, is our mother love, and I just thank God for my mom and for all the mothers out there. Because based on what I know about my mother, I've never known a person who gave so much to so many, who gave so much of herself so that others could have. Man, I can go on and on and on, you know, and it just, that's why I say some things you can't even put words to, because it would never give it justice. And so all I can say is thank you, Mom. Thank you for all the love. And thank all you mothers out there for your undying love and sacrifices that you've made and continue to make. Getting back to the show, the network of networks. Well, I pinned that on myself, so to speak, because that's pretty much what I do. I've always had the knack or the skills to bring people together. And then usually when I do that, those people come together and they form some type of union or partnerships, and then they go on to make things happen. And that's exactly what we do with the National Black Unity News. We bring people from all walks of life who provide all types of services, and I bring them together in the publication so that when the reader pick up the National Black Unity News, you're getting a variety of resources from a variety of people. And so it's a powerful, powerful concept. But the tool works. Networking works. And the concept of networking is bringing people together so that they can commune, speak to each other, understand each other, do business with each other or whatever, you know. But it's a powerful concept, and it's thus far, I cannot count, or no, even I would even try to count of all the people that have, you know, that I have and through the publications have brought together, seen and unseen. And so thank God for the opportunity to be in this type of position, to have the fortitude or just to go out there, because, you know, this is a kind of a crazy day for me. Here it is Mother's Day. Here it is a day, but, you know, all sorts of things are going on this day. And I found myself just being grateful. Just for first and foremost, for just being here, just being grateful for all the mothers out there, being grateful that, you know, the National Black Unity News is making a difference, and it's reaching, you know, locally, nationally, and internationally. And I thank God for the opportunity. So therefore, directly and indirectly, I am making a difference, and so are you. We all make a difference in people's lives, so, you know, one form or another. And so, you know, this is, like I say, this is such a great day. It's a great day because no matter what happened yesterday, no matter what's happening today, as long as there's breath in the body, you know, we can make changes this day, you know, and change begin with ourselves. And so I was just listening to that song, Sadie, thinking about mothers. And when I think about mother, I think about my own mother. And I used to tell her this all the time when we talk, when we get in our little heavy conversation. I used to tell her, I say, Mom, if I have half the understanding, half the love that you showed us, that you give to other people, I say, I'll be all right. And she used to tell me, she said, it's in you, you just got to bring it out. She said, it's there. And now I'm beginning to understand now. You know, you can't measure yourself. Some people try to measure yourself through other people. But, you know, we all uniquely made. There's no one ever, or will come after, each and every one of us. In other words, I'm saying we all are unique in our own special way. That's the way God designed us. And so even though I would like to have some of the attributes my mother had, and maybe I do have quite a few of them, but I have my own brand, my own way of doing things, my own way of loving, my own way of caring, and so do you. And so, you know, in this world, I mean, you know, this is a huge, huge world, but when you look on it and the whole scheme of things, we ain't nothing but a speck. The earth is nothing but a speck when it comes to space. But then when you come to the earth itself, it's so many billions of people on this earth, so many billions of individuals who have a thought pattern. And so, but, you know, there's all types of atrocities going on. But at the same time, there's all types of people doing for people. People are loving one another. People are caring for one another. And so either way, it comes back to that word networking, because we all in this together. You know, we all interdependent on each other. We're interdependent on those who grow food, those who produce electricity, those who provide clothes. We all, you know, even though we may not see all of these people, may not even meet them, but they all interact. They all are extremely important in our lives. So we all bring something to the table. Now, I don't know exactly what you may bring, but I do know what David Murphy brings. And I don't know it all yet, because I'm still a student, but I do know what the National Black Unity News is designed to do. And the National Black Unity News is designed to bring black, African, indigenous people together here in the United States first and foremost and beyond. Our purpose is to each one teach one. Our purpose is to uplift one another. Our purpose is to highlight businesses and services and organizations nationwide. Our purpose is to take this $1.2 trillion they say that we spend annually and circulate it amongst ourselves. At the same time, I also like to share it too, you know, because I'm in the media business. We own less than 1% of the media. So this is extremely, just being on these airways right now, it's extremely rare in this country. So that's why I say I take pride, and I say it's an honor and a privilege to be on these airways, because we're just less than 1% of the media, and I'm using two of them right now, the National Black Unity News and this airways. So it's powerful to be in that 1% and to use it. But, you know, we can't stop there. We have to equal the playing field. And, again, that's what the National Black Unity News is designed to do, to equal the playing field. There's a lot of disparities that is going on in this country. Now, you know, I walk and chew. Some people say walk and chew gum at the same time. So sometimes when I'm on the computer working, I usually have the TV on sometimes, or the news or radio on, and I listen to what's going on. I listen to a lot of the news channels. And these flashes, I guess I hear what I want to hear sometimes, but it's like an alarming sound come up. When I noticed sometime this week they arrested this 65-year-old black woman for some kind of driving violations. And they treated the lady with disrespect. And then they was in these Waffle Houses, and they was locking black people up. You know, here it is, 2018, and because of our communications with cell phones and everything else, these things are finally being reported. These are the things usually been unseen, you know, because, you know, but right now, it's business as usual. It's these type of things that's been going on for some time. Continuously. And here it is, 2018, with all these scientific facts that we have, the DNA, tracing back, you know, people can now can go back and look at artifacts and can date it back hundreds of thousands of years and all of this kind of stuff. And it's a scientific fact that no man is better than nobody else. We all come from the same source. And even in this day and time, with all this technology, all this wisdom and knowledge, we still think on this level, skin color, ethnicity, and all these things, the little small things that separate us, the 1% that separate instead of the 99% that should unite us. And you know, old habits sometimes is hard to break. And see, these things have been going on for some time now. And you can't fully understand why people think the way they do, because you ask oftentimes, you have to wonder why you think the way you do. But you do know, I think it's an inherited in each and every man. I think it's a gift that God gave each and every person, that we know right from wrong, that we know the simple things like from up, from down, left, from right. And to focus on these little teeny things that separate us, geographical areas and this, that, you know, it just, it's crazy. I understand the tribe syndrome. I understand the likeness thing that you know, but this day and time, a man thinks so deeply about these things that he asks, I won't or never print just because of the color of their skin. Preconceived ideas and all of this kind of stuff. You know, it's crazy. See, that's why it's so important, like for Brother Satari and his wife, Cynthia Satari, come on these airways and share information with us. And that's why I say I'm so grateful, because even though we own less than 1% of the media here in the United States, but, you know, this 1% is still, you know, words do not come back void. So even when I speak to you now, in this 1%, people are hearing my voice. When you pick up the National Black Unity News, you're still hearing my voice. And, yes, I have something to say. I have some contributions. But what I bring to you is, again, come back to this networking thing, is that I bring to you a variety of voices, a variety of ideas, a variety of people who generally care about you, who really want to make your life have a better quality. And want you to step up to the place so that we all can benefit from each other, first and foremost. Because the playing field right now, the way things are, is so unequal. The atrocities that's going on in people's lives, if they happen to you, some of the things that you see on the news, it would hit home, because it's knocking right at your door most of the time, whether you believe it or not. But when it hit home, when it happens to you, when you're tossed in jail unjustly, when you're looked upon less than a man, and people treat you differently because of, you know, who you are, then it affects you. And then we have people in government now. I'm saying not just black and white. Now I'm talking about people infighting. Here they had, what's his name, John McCain. Young lady say he's dying, and so his voice don't matter anymore. You know, and these are Republicans, you know, saying against another Republican. And so all of these little backbiting and in-house fighting and all this kind of stuff, it goes on. Because that's the way, you know, men are thinking on such low levels. And so let's step up to the plate, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to say on Mother's Day, think about moms. Think those of us who are no men, you know, we can't even conceive this, but you know, some of us have a general idea. You see, attributes, I call it. You know, a lot of times when mothers take infant children, they get the bonding with the children. They get to see all the little things and stuff like that, so that bond is pretty much unbroken. And just like any, not just humans, but in the animal world, insect world too, most mothers or parents would die for their young, would sacrifice their own life. That's how deep the love is. And you know, fortunately for me, that's why I guess my mother says it's in me, because I had the opportunity to raise my children from infants. You know, I've always been the kind of stay-at-home type person, because I've always been an entrepreneur. When my children were born, I had a newspaper out. And so I was self-reliant. It was difficult, but I self-sustained myself. And therefore, I had dual purpose. I would watch my children when they were in their infancy and everything, and try to run a business at the same time, because I already had to, you know, operate out of my home. So I had a computer here and the children sitting over there. And I would do both. But then I had the opportunity myself to watch my son and my daughter do all of these little things. I had to feed them, change them, do everything. So in other words, I nurtured them. And therefore, I had that same type of bond that a mother would have, you know, with her infants, because most men don't take on them roles, but I did. And so I had to go a little deeper. And I used to look at them when they were so small. And I used to have this kind of fight or flight thing that I say, you know, and I used to see thoughts used to come to my mind. What would happen if a dog would run up on my children, a couple of bulldogs or something? What would I do? And you know, things are just crazy thoughts. But you know what? At that time, I would sacrifice myself for my children. And you know what? And when you think about it, if I had the choice, and a lot of us, you know, don't really, I'm talking about digging deep now, I'm talking about love, that godly love. If I could, you know, just saying, if I could, I would. You know, there's times when people who are dying or have illnesses, grave illnesses, and I seen my mother in a hospice situation one time. I seen my brothers and sisters, or I seen one time my brother got shot and all these kind of things. And I used to say to myself, if I could, I would. I would sacrifice myself for them. And see, that's the type of love, man, that the kind of godly love when you lay down your life for your fellow man or for somebody else's life. You know, that's that real deep, deep, deep love. I mean, I'm talking about sincere stuff. You know, that's what the average mother would do. And the average true father would do, sacrifice themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not asking you to do that because it just came to my mind as I was just speaking to you. This is what's needed today. We need that deep type of love, not to sacrifice yourself. I'm not asking you to do that. But I'm asking you to make a commitment to support one another. It is extremely important because look at the impact that will take place. If we don't start doing for ourselves, start supporting our businesses and services, you see the handwriting is on the wall. This country, from the president all the way down, has turned its back on its own people. Not only here in the United States, but they turned their back on the whole world. This country has turned. This president just denied that he's not going to participate in this. He's not going to participate in clean air. He's not going to participate in this. He's actually doing it too. He flipped this country upside down in a short period of time that he's been in office. Broke every treaty and breaking deals that people worked tirelessly to put together. Because that's the power that they gave this man. But now he sits up here and runs the country, but I want to let you know that the power that you possess, the power that I possess. And you know, we have a saying back in the he put his pants on the same way we do out in the year. They get allow him to do certain things and something like this. But you know, the National Black Unity News, it was just a thought one time. And now it's a reality. Right now, you are a reality. You have thoughts. Do you know the impact of networking, the synergy of networking, the power of networking when people like Brother Satari, brothers like myself, David Murphy, sisters like Sister Cynthia Jahi, when we can come together and form unions and can put on a show just such as this. And also at the same time, we are participating in a national black newspaper. And that, you know, our words are not only reaching these airways, but in the print media, it's reaching not only through the internet, but physically all over this country and all over the world. And the impact that whoever picked this publication up and reads it online, so there's no way of tracking how many people online is reading this publication and the impact that we are having. And so, but that's that synergy I keep talking about and that networking that I was speaking about, how powerful that is. when we can do that, when we can identify, recognize one another, support one another, not just for our sake, but for our future generation's sake. Because right now, doors are being closed. They used to be trying to open up doors, now they're being closed again. People are bringing up stuff that they thought was dead. I mean, this racial thing that is so prevalent and being televised right now, it's real. People really feel this way about you and about me. Some people would rather have you dead. I mean, seriously, that's how bad it is. But I always say, the Bible say, most holy books say, love is greater than all. And all I'm saying, people, is love yourself. Love your family. Love your community. Even if you have to make sacrifices for it. This is ours. You know, we have to live here. We have to make a way for our children. All I'm saying is this. This less than 1% meter I keep speaking about, and I'm speaking on one of this less than 1% meter through this airways right now and through the National Black Union. All I'm asking you to do this. Support this publication. Support this radio broadcast because it's designed to support you. Our purpose is not selfishly. Our purpose is so that we unite. We see the benefits when we support one another. Do you know how powerful when we take that $1.2 trillion and just took 10% of it, 15%, the schools, all other services that we can bring back to the community, better housing, better recreation center. So much stuff is going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. I know sometimes I get to going on and on, but, you know, I have kind of, like I say, mixed emotions today. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, because it's been, you know, through the media. Yeah, I'm going to use the media again. They deemed this a holiday and it's Mother's Day. And because of the media, the impact of the media, that people are thinking about moms. So moms all over the country are doing a special day. Those who are here and those who are not here, people, they are being recognized. And mostly people, when they think of moms, they think of love. And so it's a good day. It's a good thought. It's a great day. But at the same time, think on mom another way. Think of the sacrifice she makes. That's what we have to do for our community. Think about the deep love that she had, not just for her children, but the survival of her children. We have to think that same way about not only our immediate family, but us as a people, too. The survival. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much. You know, because sometimes I know I ramble on, and I know sometimes I'll take you here and I'll take you there. But I hope you understand that my intentions are to uplift you. My intentions are to inspire you. My intentions are to educate you. My intentions are to unite with you. My intentions are to uplift us as a people. And that's what I'm about. And that's why I do the things that I do. That's why I unite with people like Brother Satai, because that's what his intentions are. And I know that's his intention because over the years, I've seen him on the battlefield. And, you know, we can talk and talk and talk. But, you know how we are. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to show it. You got to walk it. You just can't talk it all the time. So that's what when I say the network of networks, because that's what I do. I try to unite with people, not only do the talking, but they walk it as well. And that's what we bring together in the National Black Unity News. We talk about doers, not just hearers, not just talkers. We talk about people who are actually doing things to uplift our communities. And so, so we bring all of this stuff together. It's a network. It's synergy. And so that's what the National Black Unity do, and that's what it does. And that's what we're all about. And I just thank God that it was instilled in me. And I don't know if that comes from my DNA. I don't know if this is what my mother taught me on a natural basis, but I do know that I have a deep, profound love for my people. I have a burden for my people. I had that Moses syndrome to set my people free. I had that Marcus Garvey thing in me. You know that I know the power of the media. I know that if we do certain things that we can change the way, the power, the synergy that we have, that we can do for ourselves. You know, and so saying all of this, I just want to thank Brother Satari. I want to thank his wife, Cynthia Jahi. And I just want you people to know I have much love and respect for you. And I've worked over the years in this vineyard, and I am no ways tired. Seriously, I'm just beginning to fight because I see the seriousness of it. Every day I'm being reminded of the disparities that take place in this country. But at the same time, on the flip side, I also see people like the Jahis out here who are making a difference to let me know that I'm not fighting alone. There's a host of us out there fighting. All we have to do is connect the dot, network, bring that synergy together. And then we can make up a mighty blow when we work together. And see, that's what this whole thing is all about. This is what this whole show is about. I'm on their show, and they're in my newspaper. So that's synergy. That's networking. And so, yes, I deem myself the network of networks, because that's what I do. Just a title that I deem myself, because that's exactly, you know, if you had to describe me, that's what I do. And I do it in quite a few different formats. And I just thank God that I do these types of things, because it's a worthy profession that I'm in. It's worthy. When one man can help another man so that we can uplift each other, not putting down, not stepping on nobody else, just uplifting our own. And I also think it's this, too, because I meet people on a consistent basis out there who really, really care about you. And when I meet those type of people, when we start networking, we put it in the publication and we try to give it to you. Now, I know a lot of you out there who feel the same way. And all we ask is that you get in touch with us. Get in touch with the Jahis. Come on the show. Support the show. Powerful. But also, at the same time, support the National Black Unity News. Again, because it's designed to support you. All we have is slow. Help me to help you so that we can help ourselves. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's Mother's Day. I'm going to go down here and see my mom, because I still have a well of blessing. I'm 67 years old and still got my mom. What a blessing. But you know, those of you who don't have your mothers, I thank God because you're here because of a mother. And so, like I said, the way I work, the way I talk, and the way I speak is not only those things that are seen, but those that are unseen. I have a saying, and I believe that this is a scientific fact. Those of us who have gone on, who some say call themselves have died, you know, and it's a scientific fact that we are all made of energy. We're all energy. Everything you see is made of energy. This computer, this desk, everything, trees, everything is energy. They're just in different forms of energy. And when one dies, they just go from one form to another. And so energy never dies. So that's all I'm saying. It never dies. It's still here. And so they may be, your lover may be in another form, but they're still here. And all I'm saying is this. With all of this energy floating around us and through us, because we are what it is. I am you and you are me. We are part of everything we see. We are this energy. We are this synergy when we work together, networking. And that's why I say we have to respect one another. Not people who just look like me, but all mankind. That's why in the National Black Unity News, we don't put no other group of people down. But we just try to uplift our own. Because that's the way, like I said, when you're in Rome, you have to do what the Romans do. That's what they do. For the survival of their own, but maybe one day, just one day, all of this would be put aside. But you know, but until that day comes, we have to do what we need to do to keep, make sure that our future generation is going to be safe, and so they can have a better life than we have. They don't have to be locked up. You know, they got people sitting up in jail for no reason whatsoever just because of discrimination, doing life. I can't count the many people have been murdered just because of the color of their skin. How many people have been beaten, couldn't get jobs. I mean, all kinds because of the color of their skin. It's crazy, but it's a fact. It's a reality, and we have to deal with it. And that's what the National Black Unity News does. We're dealing with it. We're dealing with the uplifting our own, so we don't have to rely on anybody else to do the things that we can do for ourselves. Brother Satawi?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get back to you, sir, because, I thank you again. You know, I appreciate you so much for this great opportunity to come on these airways, man, because it's a powerful radio show. You're a powerful brother, and you got a powerful wife, Cynthia Jahi, and I appreciate you, man. And all I want to say, you keep doing what you're doing because it's extremely encouraging to be around people like yourself, man, because, like I say, on sharpens on. And so you keep me sharp, brother, and I appreciate it.
All right, brother, you're welcome. You're welcome. And as we're closing out, the Minister Louis Farrakhan, he has a piece out called Let's Change the World, in which he, the direction of Snoop Dogg, Stephanie Mills, Kenny Gamble, and several other people. They have a powerful, powerful album out, but the whole thing is he looked at how he wanted to take music and, like, as a networker, how to network with a vast different, as they call it, I guess, genre of people to get out a single message. And so I think that's, you know, what we're also working on in terms of National Black Unity News, is that getting out a single message that people need to be able to hear and listen and then be able to, you know, make a choice and decide which way they want to go.
Yeah, that's powerful, though, because, like I say, words are powerful. I don't care what form they come in. It could be the written word. It could be sung. It could be talked. It could be print media, internet. They're all interchangeable, but at the same time, it's power. Especially when you sing in the choir, when everybody's singing the same tune, that makes that one voice just that much more powerful. When you got people from all different genres speaking about pretty much the same thing, about working together, uplifting one another. That's just what you and I are doing right now. You know, we're doing it in two different formats, but we're saying the same things.
Yes, sir. Correct. Okay, brother.
All right, so can I give out my information to the listening audience?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, my name is David Murphy, the publisher of the National Black Unity News. You can reach us at 443-455-2373, or you can visit us on Facebook, the National Black Unity News, or you can go to our website, TheNationalBlackUnityNews.com. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, sir. And we're going to close the day show out with a couple selections from Third World. And it's one called Now That We Found Love, What Are We Going to Do About It? All right.
All three of the harmful foods I'm going to show you right now are labeled and marketed as health foods. When I'll reveal them, to
Thank you.
Okay, now that we found love, what are we going to do with it? And that's going to conclude today's broadcast in terms of our show here on Home Based Business 101 for Mother's Day 2018. Have a great day and hope you enjoy the show.